There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Dick Butkus on Doug Buffon.
If we would have won collectively as a team more games during his career, at least I'm positive that he would have been an All-Pro and would have played in the Pro Bowl, and I would even put Ed Obradovich in that category. They were that good. You know, and sometimes being recognized depends on how well your team does also. Green Bay, they had Leroy Caffey and Dave Robinson outside of Nitschke, and so they, as corners, you know, they would say, well, you know, you're going to put up Doug against them people, and deep down I would say, what he accomplished for us, I would say yes, but you're taking in the account that, you know, these teams won a lot and often. You know, a lot of guys do not get recognized by that fact.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, having a dad who is in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, how was handling that for you?
Growing up, it was a delicate balance between being comfortable and loving my dad and also being uncomfortable because of the unwanted attention that I received and my brothers received. I ran from my bloodlines. I wanted to be Kyle, the baseball player, not Kyle Long, Howie Long's son. And really the straw that broke the camel's back with football was the fact that my older brother was getting ready to be the number 2 overall pick from the University of Virginia across the street from our high school. So I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to do something different. And I had confidence in myself to be able to have success, but I wasn't able to rein it in socially.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like, the damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, it's, yeah, man, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Dr. Blake Snell. He's an infectious disease expert from the Tampa Rays. I'm sorry.
You know, the more he talked, and we have heard that a couple different times today.
Yeah.
But at first, you're like, okay, that's the fear in his voice. That's the anxiety that you understand. And that's a guy who's really putting his health priority ahead of everything else. But then you realize it's really came after his concerns about the pay
yes!
cut. And
that's
how
it.
He even complained about the taxes before he mentioned the long-term effects of COVID. And
he's really talking about money. But yes. He disguises it by talking about health. Isn't that it? When you hear him say, like, you know, my life is in danger, you're like, oh, my gosh, that is
bro,
so awful.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yes, you hear that and you think, my yeah. God. But then when you really listen to it, he's basically, you know, hey, they're taking the taxes off and I've got less money. Now they expect me to get more. I just found the impact is a little different the second or third time around.
It really is. Because it underscores the idea that everything has a price. And right now, the price that these players like Snell are willing to play for isn't high enough, and they aren't going to get paid or willing to accept the terms of the owner's proposal. So it sounds more, when you hear it more often, like a negotiation, like it is in the context of two sides trying to reach a compromise. Once he hears a number that makes it worth the risk, then he'll take his chances with the Rona.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
I found it really interesting, though, Mully. We talked to Ron Coomer, and I do think that it bears repeating what he suggested, because I do think there's a lot of truth in it. The direction this conversation goes, and I'm not saying Blake Snell necessarily, but the direction this conversation is led by the biggest names in the game. If they choose to be vocal, if they choose to take a side, if they choose to try to get other people on their side, the Mike Trouts, the Kershaws, whoever it may be who emerges, the rank and file, the guys who may not have, you know, the profiles, but still, are they're going to follow suit and they're going to probably fall in line. Do you agree with that?
I find it fascinating, but I wonder if there is a tipping point. I wonder if it's, you know, three guys on our team won't do it. Oh, well, why would I do it? Or if it's the top 12 guys in the league say no, then of course people are going to follow. But if it's, if it's one or two, or if it's, you know, say, and I, just for the sake of argument, I just throw out a name. You know, say it's John Lester or Chris Bryant, one or the other. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the other Cubs aren't playing? Does that mean everybody else is going to pull back? If Jose Abreu says, you know what, I'm not doing this, does that mean the White Sox, all the players, all the young guys that follow him are also out? Like, I think it depends on the numbers and the kind of gravitas that the individual player might carry on a team.
That team dynamic is going to still be in play here, and I would love to be part of either those Zoom conferences or that group text to see how those conversations go and who takes the lead. If it's the Cubs, you're right. Is it going to be the feelings of the 20 through 26th men on the roster the same as Anthony Rizzo? If Anthony Rizzo believes a certain way, who is going to take the lead in these conversations, and how representative will it be of the rest of the roster? And that's why you might have a silent majority that is never heard because of the people at the front of the room and the top of the pay scale who have these needs that they have expressed in a more vocal way.
And in a similar fashion, talking to Brian Scalabrine and Scal saying, you know, you say, hey, listen, look at, is the commissioner doing something good? Is there, you know, and his response is to be amused at the question and tell you that it's really not altruism. It's these guys are making a fortune and they got a nice share of what's going on. And so they are committed to their occupation. They're committed to the financial health of their league. And maybe that's not the same way as we heard from Blake Snell. You kind of combine those things, and it is very amusing. I don't know why I think that look at these guys. They're committed. They're committed to getting paid.
They are committed to getting paid. They're also committed to beginning a season to finish it, and it's not as long of a proposition. You know, the Major League Baseball season, even in its abbreviated form, it's going to feel like a slog to many of them because it's going to be 82 games, whereas the NBA has 17-game regular season and the playoffs. These guys want to crown a champion. I get it, but that was a funny answer.
Yes, it was. And we've had a great show today, a lot of great people we talked to. Really appreciate it. And most of all, we really appreciate all the people that are calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you to those who listened.
Yes, thanks to everyone who listened. We appreciate that more than anything. And thanks to our guy, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
He literally threatened to kill.
He did. And Kevin Zipak can be thanked, I believe.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
I couldn't guess. And our thanks to Ray. God bless you, Ray. You do it all, buddy.
Thanks,
thank
Ray.
You.
Obamagate.
David, have a great day.
Have a great day, Mully. Take care.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
The dramatic story of the 90s Bulls has been the hot topic in sports nationally, thanks to ESPN's eye-opening documentary.
Paxton for three! Yeah!
Monday morning, 9 to noon, we're bringing in three-time Bulls champion Will Perdue to hang out with Dan Bernstein, recapping this historic time.
When Scottie Pippen says that he understood that refusing to enter a playoff game was wrong,
Scottie apologized to us as a team, but to hear him say he wouldn't do anything differently, I was stunned by that.
From behind the scenes, in the locker room, at the practices, and in the heat of the championship run, Will Perdue talks Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the rest of the 90s Bulls with Dan Bernstein. Monday, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
David Ross, he, of course, the Cubs manager. To start spring training, you always sit down and you watch the World Series. And how do they get everyone to feel those emotions?
Those moments for me are just reminders about, you know, what the goal is. And really, it's about a lot more than just the fundamentals of baseball. It's about connecting with a group of men. It's about the ups and downs of a season, knowing some things are going to go wrong, and continue to overcome adversity. You know, those are the things I like to talk about. Obviously, we have a lot of talented players here, but the things that's really going to push us forward is, you know, connecting with each other, caring about one another, becoming family inside that locker room so that when those tough times hit and that adversity hits, we stick together and continue to focus on the task at hand.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
My name is Noah Feldman. I'm the host of a new podcast called Deep Background. I'm a Harvard Law professor and a Bloomberg columnist. I testified at the House impeachment hearings. So I both study the news and have, on occasion, even contributed to making it. In each episode of Deep Background, I interview an expert or a policymaker to explore the historical, scientific, legal, or cultural context behind the headlines. You can find Deep Background on radio.com or wherever you like to listen.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on at baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa. Huh? Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest. This is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On. Radio.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Vincent Goodwill.
One thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. But he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process. And I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a
bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Sweet home, Chicago.
Intercom Chicago and The Score are proud to help the Chicago CEO COVID-19 Coalition. The city of Chicago's calling. Together, we can answer. On May 16th at 5 p.m., join the Chicago CEO COVID-19 Coalition in a celebration of our city's strength, togetherness, and love. We need your help to raise money for the critical efforts of our local organizations.